Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Virginia. We go into the Virginia race and all the recent updates there. And just a reminder, don't know when you'll be listening to this episode, but we will be live streaming until there is a winner declared or there is some clarity. So make sure you check out our live stream feeds as that is happening. I want to thank all of you that are supporting our program generously at charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank John from New York. Thank you. Juliana from Great Falls, Montana. Thank you. James from Louisiana. Thank you. Christine from Charlotte, North Carolina. And Laura from Colorado. charliekirk.com/support. You guys can email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to come to America Fest, December 18, 19, 2021, we have Tucker Carlson, Keeley McEnany, Donald Trump Jr., Candace Owens, Ted Cruz, Jesse Waters, Rand Paul, and more. Phoenix, Arizona, December 18, 19, 2021. Go to tpusa.com/AMFEST. That's tpusa.com/AMFEST. It's going to be a lot of fun, everybody. So check it out today. tpusa.com/AMFEST. Email us your thoughts. As always, freedom@charliekirk.com. I can't wait to hear from you. Buckle up, everybody. Virginia is on our mind. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. I know a lot of people are going to be saying, Charlie, I want to see what's going to happen tonight with the election results. Tune in to our live stream. We're going to tell it to you as it's happening. No corporate media bias. No, all of a sudden calling states preemptively or any of this nonsense. No, we are going to give you the facts. So make sure you tune in. We're going to have the best experts. I will be piping in and can't wait to walk through all of it. And it's not just Virginia. We're about to get into it. Virginia, New Jersey, a ballot referendum in Austin, Texas around defunding the police. There's a lot happening. We are covering it live on the Charlie Kirk Show live stream. We're going to be up as late as it takes, and we're really excited to go through that with all of you. Virginia. The eyes of the nation are now on Virginia. 6 months ago, this race looked as if it was going to be a comfortably Democrat race. No questions asked. Terry McAuliffe was just going to waltz into re-election, kind of having to go through the motions, campaigning a little bit, not really having to persuade voters of anything significant, and getting comfortably reelected. Now, many of you know that Virginia has now become the new battleground state. Virginia, where Mitt Romney lost the state by 4 points in 2012, Donald Trump lost the state by 5 points in 2016, and Biden won, and I put won in air quotes, by 10 points in 2020. Virginia has become a blue state, not a purple state, a blue state. Governor Ralph Northam won by about 8 points back in 2017. Remember Ralph Northam, where we couldn't determine if he was in blackface or the KKK hood? Yeah, that Ralph Northam. Virginia is the shelter, the refuge, and the home of America's ruling class. Virginia is home to the wealthiest counties in America, specifically Fairfax County and Loudoun County. With its proximity to Washington, D.C., it is a place where the lobbyists, the trial lawyers, the bureaucrats, the deep state agents are able to buy overly inflated real estate, send their kids to good schools, shop at the greatest places you can imagine, eat at the nicest restaurants. It's kind of this self-created bubble of government contractors and taxpayer money. And because of that, especially in federal elections, anything in suburban Virginia, northern Virginia, I should say, unapologetically and unquestionably supports bigger government. Bigger government means more Dolce & Gabbana stores. Bigger government means more apartment complexes. Bigger government means more Tesla charging stations in Northern Virginia. And so Republicans struggled, and especially Donald Trump, with his drain the swamp message, because the swamp is the ATM machine of Loudoun County and Fairfax, Virginia. Not to mention the hypersensitivity of the suburban voter in Northern Virginia, which made many people in kind of Arlington, Springfield, Ashburn, Leesburg, any one of these kind of suburbs of Washington, D.C., very uncomfortable, because they're a sensible people, you must understand. These are people that want to go to the Kennedy Center to go watch an opera. These are the people that want their children to go to Harvard, Princeton, Yale, or Stanford. And so Virginia looked like it was locked down. Now, there are three Democrat power sources in Virginia: Virginia Beach, Richmond, and the suburbs of Washington, D.C. Now, back 20 years ago, Virginia was a comfortably red state. It was a much different state. Why? Well, because the suburbs of Virginia were more Republican than they were Democrat. Republicans back then, during George W. Bush, were willing to wink and nod to the defense contractors, to the deep state bureaucrats. They were willing to give new government agencies increased funding, like Department of Homeland Security. Out in Langley, Virginia, the CIA, they were very pro George W. Bush. The culture of ruling class Republicanism was embraced by Virginia. But as Republicans, especially when Obama took office, started to reassert a more grassroots middle American agenda, the people that live close to the Kingdom of Washington, D.C., and actually run the cartel in the country, they said, enough. We're now going to want to go to the side that butters our bread. And what we're seeing now is a massive upheaval that people on television, the smart people on CNN and MSNBC, I put that in quotes, and on cable television, they can't explain. Now, we don't know what's going to happen tonight. You better believe that there's going to be shenanigans, tomfoolery, and I don't even know if we are going to know a winner tonight. Let me say that again. I do not know if we are going to know a winner tonight. Don't be surprised if there's a 3 a.m. vote dump. Don't be surprised if all of a sudden that you are going to see massive amounts of truck deliveries of Monster energy drinks delivered to the voting place right now, because they know they're going to pull an all-nighter. Don't be surprised if there's absentee mail-in balloting. We're going to go through all of that happening in Virginia. Now, is that a reason not to vote? Absolutely not. We're going to talk about that. But this is a legitimate battleground state where even Larry Sabato, who's been professionally wrong about so much, has put Virginia in a lean Republican direction. Real Clear Politics the same. Now, the battleground of the battleground is, of course, Loudoun County, Virginia. Loudoun County, Virginia is one of the wealthiest counties in America, and has been the centerpiece of moms and dads rising up and challenging the education complex and the education leviathan that has been dominating the raising of children for the last 10 years, especially in suburban Washington, D.C. and in Virginia. Virginia has become a place, not just the educational issue, but others, which is this, it is now a collision. It's a confrontation, and it's a good one. On one side, you have the people who run the country. On the other side, the people who make the country run. That's what's up against. McAuliffe, he's one of the people that runs the country. He's best buddies with Hillary and Bill Clinton. He ran the Clinton Foundation for years. He was former governor of Virginia. He can call up Obama. He can call up Biden at any time and get his call answered. He is a trusted Democrat operative versus the people who make the country run. Moms and dads, plumbers and electricians, carpenters, police officers, firefighters, everyday Americans. What you see in Virginia is an unintentional competition. It's an unintentional full front collision course of the two dynamics that we've seen unfold in other places. But now in a comfortable Democrat state like Virginia, you are seeing the people in charge and the people who actually give the mandate for people in charge. And as soon as Republicans started to play offense, this race completely and totally changed. Around early September, Youngkin just said to all of his consultants, I'm going to lean in on the grassroots issues. And you started to see the sweat pour down the faces of these Republican consultants that only want to talk about property taxes and Chamber of Commerce issues. He said, no, I'm going to go all in. I'm going to say I'm going to ban CRT. I'm going to go all in. I'm going to represent the parents immediately. I'm going to represent the parents against the Loudoun County schools. I'm going to investigate the Loudoun County schools. And you started to see this become a legitimate battleground state. And then all of a sudden you started to see the tables completely turn. This is the teacher union cartel versus the parents. This is the ivory tower coalition versus the citizens. This is the co-rulers, the citizens, versus the unelected bureaucrats that have shut down your schools, masked your children while they get to go to Obama's vineyard, Martha's Vineyard party, because they're a sophisticated, vaccinated crowd. What you're seeing in Virginia is a pressure cooker election. It's every single do as I say, but not as I do action. You want to do something really smart this month? I'm going to give you a life hack to cut your cell phone bill in half, Pure Talk. Look, I know a lot of people are spending way too much on cell phones. In fact, some people are spending hundreds of dollars a month on cell phones. What are you doing? Time out. Like, let's just have a total conversation here, okay? I want you to check all your biases. I want you to check your privilege, okay? Whatever it might be, all these kind of one-liners they say. And let's talk about the facts. Pure Talk gives you a killer 5G coverage on one of the largest 5G networks in the country. And still, the average family saves over $800 a year. The coverage is great. Their U.S.-based customer service actually cares about you. And Pure Talk's prices are pretty much wholesale. Keep your number, keep your phone, or just get Pure Talk's Black Friday pricing on phones like the iPhone 12, just $479. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan and phone that's right for you. Use their savings calculator to see exactly how much your family will save. They have a 30-day risk-free guarantee, so you will literally have nothing to lose. Just go to puretalk.com and enter promo code Kirk and save 50% off your first month and on a new phone. That's puretalk.com, promo code Kirk. puretalk.com, promo code Kirk. Some of the restrictions apply. See site for details. Virginia is now going to be the touchstone. It is going to be the centerpiece for all politics in the country. And the Virginia race unintentionally blended all of the previously non-political issues into one place. Education, masks, CRT, and we on this program have been keeping the drum beat going for showing up at school board meetings all across the country. And Virginia became the place, and I spent some time in Loudoun County, Virginia a couple weeks ago. I spent a couple days there. And I could tell you, the people in Loudoun County, Virginia, they are showing up to the school board meetings, showing up and challenging the people in charge. And it started a political movement that could take back a deep blue state. And Terry McAuliffe, he does not have the experience dealing with moms and dads rising up, where his response to this only further accelerated the parent rebellion. When Terry McAuliffe was in a debate, he was talking about education and condescendingly said that, well, parents don't have a say in education. What are you kidding me? It's not like you're in charge. I'm in charge. Remember, Virginia is the tension point between the people who run the country and the people who make the country run. And the people who make the country run are running out of patience. They say, wait a second. You McAuliffe, you Fauci, fill in your progressive unelected administrative state bureaucrat. You're there because of me. The contract of sovereignty is being violated right now. We fund you. We're supposed to vote for you. And this is something the New York Times, CNN, Washington Post does not understand. And most voters, they wouldn't be able to necessarily put this all into words, I think, as organized as they would even want. But yeah, it's a pressure cooker. It's how many more betrayals, hypocrisies, double standards, doing one thing and then saying one thing and doing another are people going to tolerate? And then there's the ultimate volcanic eruption when you see in Loudoun County, Virginia, the covering up of the rape issue, the arresting of the father, the teaching of CRT, the declining enrollment, the criminal nature of Ziegler, who's the head of Loudoun County Public Schools there. And so many of these school board members, what do? They dispatch the National School Board Association to qualify and clear and try to organize these moms and dads as domestic terrorists. And then the Attorney General of the United States responds in kind a couple days later, issuing a memo saying he wants to use the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Patriot Act potentially, to go after moms and dads that are complaining about what's happening in the school boards. It is the ultimate Barbara Streisand effect. We've talked about the Barbra Streisand effect, where she had a home that was photographed by some environmentalist group of the California coastline. Like, six people visited the website to see her home. She then sues to try to get the picture off the internet. And then hundreds of thousands of people ended up looking at her home. So by trying to be bothered by the certain issue and getting rid of the issue, you actually make it a bigger issue altogether. So let's go through how we actually got here. Cut 35. So in cut 35, Terry McAuliffe, he claims he's being taken out of context. But here are five times where he confirmed he thinks parents should have no say in a child's education. You want to lose a blue state? Say garbage like this out loud. But by the way, Terry McAuliffe is a disciple of Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton wrote a book called It Takes a Village, not It Takes a Family. It's a communitarian view. We believe in family first, raising of children. McAuliffe, being a disciple and an understudy of the Clinton machine, who was an understudy of Alinsky, they don't believe in the family first agenda. Play cut 35.
Glenn Youngkin's taking my words out of context.
Well, first of all, parents should be telling schools that they want their teachers to be vaccinated. You don't want parents coming in every different school jurisdiction. First of all, this is determined by the State Board of Education and local school boards. And that's where it should be.
You do not want 25 parents picking books.
I'm not going to let parents come into schools. I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach.
I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. And this, again, is the deeper point that most people on television calling this race tonight are going to miss, which that this just so happened to be an accidental example, an accidental revealing of the true dynamics happening in the country. Citizens versus the rulers. Subjects versus the autocrats. Parents don't have any say, and parents are going to say, you know what? Fine. I might not have a Gulfstream, but I do have a ballot, and you're done, Terry McAuliffe. And that's the dynamic playing out in Virginia. I want you to imagine 100,000 Americans losing their jobs. Well, you can stop imagining and dreaming, because it's a reality. Since 2015, over 100,000 independent farms and ranches in the United States have shut down. Why? Because foreign meat is stealing their business and robbing you of the quality and flavor you deserve. That's why Good Ranchers is here. They exist to support local American farms to help you make great American meals. Together, they want you to restore the American ranch and your meals to their former glory. Get the beef, chicken, and seafood that can't be imported or matched at GoodRanchers.com. GoodRanchers.com does an amazing job, everybody. Did you know the product of USA tag has been stolen by foreign countries? They process their meat here and label it like it came from America. Because of these labeling laws that favor foreign imported meat, over 100,000 independent American farms and ranches have closed since 2015. Well, Good Ranchers has gone on a hunt, and they have found the American meat, everybody. Good Ranchers is here to put America first at the dinner table and farmers that work to raise the meat we eat. Look, when we get Good Ranchers sent to the office, it's a fight. It's a fury. It is bedlam. It literally is a controversial moment where people, they dig into their battle stances of who is going to get the T-bones, the fillets. And here's the thing. With GoodRanchers.com, you get three birds killed with one stone. I never liked the expression because I kind of like birds. So three mosquitoes killed with one swat, because mosquitoes are no fun, everybody. Mosquitoes are the bottom of the barrel. I never liked to skin a cat either. Who came up with that? There's so many ways to skin a cat. It's kind of a graphic thing. How about this? Three ways to kill a mosquito. One, boom. Everyone listen to this, unless you're fasting indefinitely, needs to eat, or else you're vegan. If you're vegan, I got nothing for you. But if you're non-vegan, number one, this place is for you because you have to eat. Number two, you want to support your country. That's important, right? Number three, you want to support the Charlie Kirk Show. So in all seriousness, if you want to support the Charlie Kirk Show, support the country, and eat, well, then I have a trifecta for you right now. And here's what you got to do. You go to goodranchers.com/Charlie. And last week, Good Ranchers upgraded their website to handle the traffic that came from the listeners of this show. Boom. Boom, everybody. Thank you for supporting Good Ranchers. They support us. If you had trouble ordering last week, goodranchers.com is back and better than ever before with an extra special limited time offer. Now, I'm just warning you, though. When you order at goodranchers.com/Charlie, maybe you're a mom with a couple boys. They're going to fight over the meat, everybody. I'm telling you, it's going to be a circus. but you should still do it. So goodranchers.com/Charlie right now and get, I can't believe this. When they sent this copy to me, I circled it, underlined it, italicized it, and put it in 10 times greater font. Boom! 10 free bistro fillets. You hear that, Connor? 10 free bistro fillets. You know what we could do with 10 free bistro fillets? Mike, we'd eat them all. And even better, subscribe and save $25 each box of mouthwatering meats for life that will show up on schedule right to your door. That's right. Get 10 free bistro fillets, $100 value, and free express shipping if you go to goodranchers.com/Charlie and use code Charlie at checkout. That's 10 free bistro fillets, free express shipping, and $25 off your subscription for life. So here's, you just go to goodranchers.com/Charlie. The meat comes to you. Boom, boom, boom. One, two, three. Love the country. Support the Good Ranchers and support our amazing, let's just say, program and everything that's happening out there. Three things at once. You got to eat. You support America. Support the Charlie Kirk Show. Goodranchers.com/Charlie. Let's go to cut 38.
And I'm not going to let parents come into schools and actually take books out and make their own decision.
You vetoed it.
So, yeah, you stopped the bill that I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach.
Okay, let's play cut 37.
It is a Donald Trump, Betsy DeVos plan of moving money from public to private. I will never allow that as government.
And so you're talking about a school choice. So let's talk about this. Terry McAuliffe says this. I will never allow school choice as governor. If you want to lose Hispanic families, and if you want to lose Asian families, and if you want to lose Black families, say, I will never allow school choice to happen as governor. Now, basically, that was Terry McAuliffe saying, I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. And Terry McAuliffe is best buddies with the head of the cartel herself. Not El Chapo. No, Randy Weingarten. Randy Weingarten is the head of the American Federation of Teachers, which is the education cartel. And so Randy Weingarten came out and she now embraced and tweeted out that she said, this is a great article or piece on parents' rights in public schools. The article says, quote, parents claim they have a right to shape their education and kids' curriculum. They don't. That's in the Washington Post. So for any parent or grandparent listening right now across the country, the stated position of the Democrat Party is you have no power. Sit down and give up all of your rights. Now, I am starting to see parents wake up, but we need more parents to wake up. And here's my question is, I'd love to hear from a parent, any parent across the country that's okay with this. Yeah, you know, it's okay if my kids don't share decent values. I'm just going to trust the Leviathan. I'm going to trust the state to do whatever they want, whenever they want to do it. Now, thankfully, we still live in a country where this is a widely and incredibly unpopular position. Cut 36, lifelong Democrats in Virginia are explaining why they're supporting Youngkin for governor. Schools, education. By the way, that is the number one issue, I have to say, that this show, the Charlie Kirk Show, has led on. We've talked about a lot of different things, but kind of our default issue that we talk about is the education of your children. It's my life's work at Turning Point USA, my short life's work in 10 years of where we've been talking about, are you sending your children to schools to be able to pass down your values? Play cut 36.
Sandra, first question to you. Like I mentioned, you are a lifelong Democrat. You voted for Joe Biden. Why are you making the switch to the Republican in this race?
Well, the school closures really highlighted things that were going on in our schools.
I decided I could no longer support a party that didn't prioritize the academic, social, and emotional needs of students. During the COVID-19 pandemic, they denied students access to one of the greatest equalizers, which is in-person education.
In-person education, schools. And I can tell you one school that has remained open, and I want to tell you about a partner of ours that I love, and they're phenomenal, that we partner with on a lot of different things, which is Hillsdale College. You should be worried about America's future. I know a lot of you are. And times of trouble are full of reasons to despair, but they can also, in times of despair, can know what we have to do our part to fix it. At Hillsdale College, it was founded in 1844 to teach these things and still teaches them today. The great news is that we can all study these things along with Hillsdale College professors right in our homes. Through Hillsdale College's free online courses, we can study the history of our civilization, the wisdom of ancient and Christian philosophers, and the writings of Shakespeare and Mark Twain. We can reacquaint ourselves with our Constitution. We can learn how the Constitution has been undermined and, more importantly, how it can be recovered. I've been to Hillsdale College myself. It's unbelievably inspiring. They have a new course by Victor Davis Hanson that is incredible. Every American needs to take Victor Davis Hanson's new course on citizenship. I finished the Western Heritage course, everybody. It's phenomenal. And if you want to learn about the nation that we are in, also, all parents out there, send your kids to Hillsdale. It segues perfectly with what we've been talking about. Go to charlieforhillsdale.com. That's charlieforhillsdale.com. We are in this fight together for family, faith, and freedom. And with Hillsdale's guidance, we need to save the greatest nation on earth. So go to charlieforhillsdale.com, charlieforhillsdale.com. Portions of the Charlie Kirk Show are brought to you proudly in part by Hillsdale College. Now, Terry McAuliffe, he has come out and he said, look, we have a great school system in Virginia. And he says, Dorothy and I, we've raised our five children, even though he sent 4 out of 5 of his kids to private school. And yet he says, I don't stand for school choice. Remember, the people that run the country versus the people that make the country run. The Democrats like Elizabeth Warren and Terry McAuliffe, Bernie Sanders, they want to get rid of private jets while they fly in private jets. They want to have a borderless society while they live in walled compounds. They want to disarm the citizenry when they walk around with armed guards, and they want to get rid of school choice when they send their kids to private schools. Play cut 32.
But Chuck, we have a great school system in Virginia. Dorothy and I have raised our five children. Of course, parents are involved in it.
Okay, I guess that's the full clip. Okay, that's a little short. So anyway, the essence of the quote is that Terry McAuliffe said, we have a great school system in Virginia. Dorothy and I have raised our five children here. The point is that he's actually sent his kids to private school, not public school. Cut 31, Virginia dad has been blasting Terry McAuliffe for his pandering tactic, saying, blacks are waking up. Let's go to cut 31.
African Americans are tired. We're sick and tired. I have friends who tell me, hey, I'm voting for the other guy, but don't tell anybody. They don't want their family to know because it's, you know, it's not cool. It's not what you do if you're black. Right. Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. I'm sorry. I took a shower this morning. I'm black. Okay.
Now, Terry McAuliffe hasn't received enough criticism for this story back from 2013. This should tell you everything you need to know about why he doesn't care about your kids, because he doesn't even care about his own kids. Terry McAuliffe left his crying wife and baby in a car to go fundraise. This is from Breitbart.com 8 years ago, where he even wrote in his own book, he said, Dorothy was starting to well up in the back seat. She was having trouble understanding how I could be taking my wife and newborn baby to a fundraiser on our way home from the hospital. We got to the dinner, and then by then, Dorothy was in tears, and I left her with Justin as I went inside. He wrote this. Little Peter was sleeping peacefully, and Dorothy just sat there, and poor Justin didn't say a word. He was mortified. I was inside maybe 15 minutes, said a few nice things about Marty, and hurried back out to the car. I felt bad for Dorothy, but it was $1 million to the Democrat Party, and by the time we got home and the kids had their new little brother in their arms, Dorothy was all smiles, and we were one big happy family. Nobody ever said life with me was easy. But that wasn't the only time he ditched his wife. He continued by saying in his book, we got there a little after noon and spent the whole afternoon in her room. I was trying hard not to appear restless, but I'm not one to sit for long, and soon I was going stir crazy, which drove Dorothy nuts. Isn't there something you need to do? She finally said. I told her that the Washington Post was having a party that evening for Lloyd Grove, who wrote the Reliable Sources column. Go, she said. You're like a caged animal here. I'll call you if I need you. I went flying out the door and drove to the party. I kept calling Dorothy to make sure she was fine. I made the rounds and ran into Marjorie Williams, who was writing a story on me for Vanity Fair magazine. She was shocked to see me at the party. She said, isn't Dorothy having a baby today? She asked, that's right, I said, but she threw me out the room. Marjorie couldn't understand how I left Dorothy alone. He abandoned his pregnant wife while she was having a child. How is this not the biggest story on the planet? And he wrote about it. Crazy person. I almost told her about that night I was born and how my mother wanted my father to stay at home to watch 30 Seconds Over Tokyo, but I decided against it. I went back to the hospital after the Washington Post party around 3 o'clock in the morning, and little Sarah Swan McAuliffe was born. He prioritized the Democrat Party fundraiser and a Washington Post party over his wife at the hospital. And no one talks about this. It's even worse than that. He wrote about it voluntarily in his book. And he wants to be governor of Virginia. Anyone who abandons his pregnant wife in the hospital to go to a Washington Post party needs to go see a clinical psychiatrist and prescribe medication. Not become governor of Virginia. Cut 30, Brianna, a Virginia mom who voted for Biden, slams Terry McAuliffe on education. But doesn't it make sense? A person running for governor of Virginia who abandons his pregnant wife in the delivery room? Why should he care about your kids? He's a sociopath. Cut 30.
So what did you hear in that now infamous moment at the end of September where Terry McAuliffe said in a debate that I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach?
That comment made parents realize that we need to stand up. We can't sit back. We can't wait when it comes to our children's safety and our schools and their education and what they're learning in school.
Moms and dads, regardless of political affiliation, all across Virginia are pushing back against Randy Weingarten, Terry McAuliffe. And guess what? They've brought the big guns. They brought in Obama. They brought in Kamala Harris. They brought in Biden. And have you noticed something interesting? The more they bring Democrat surrogates, the worse their poll numbers do. There's been a direct correlation between Democrat surrogates coming into the state of Virginia and plummeting poll numbers. What does that say for Democrats moving forward? I want to talk about Biden's failing domestic policy agenda, thanks to Joe Manchin, who delivered a death blow to Biden's Build Back Better multi-trillion dollar takeover of our country that will further put us into debt, engage in a long-term inflation cycle, and fund every single nonsensical program you can imagine. Joe Manchin said, nope, not going to happen. Now, not everyone's interested in precious metals, IRAs, or 401k rollovers. Some people are happily putting their life savings on the stock market. Some people are launching themselves into property investment. Charlie Kirk here. All that what looks like the top of the market. What could possibly go wrong? With the supply chain issues and inflation is here and also coming even more, unemployment climbing, isn't it all a bit risky? And don't even get started about the $25 trillion of debt. If you've been thinking about investing safer, you can retire comfortably and sleep at night. It's time to talk to Noble Gold about the tax advantages and other pluses of precious metal IRAs. Of course, you might love uncertainty, but if you don't, this month, Noble Gold are giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying IRA you start. Call us at 877-646-5347 or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Check it out, everybody. noblegoldinvestments.com. Buy things you can touch. noblegoldinvestments.com. They do a phenomenal job. Hedge against inflation. noblegoldinvestments.com. You know, we were just talking here about this metaverse deal. And I'm just going to make sure everyone's expectations are clear with this. They're going to create a new existence through this metaverse that within 10 years, there will be millions of people that put on Oculus goggles with Meta or Facebook or whatever, and they live a majority of their day in a fake world with fake relationships, fake encounters. And they will say that it is, they're going to come up with a new word, not racist, but it's like what, techist. They're going to say it's techist if you say that it's fake to be in the online simulation world. And kind of the precursor to this is something that we knew growing up is when people spend a lot of time on Sims. Remember how much time people used to spend on Sims? You know what I'm talking about, Connor? Mikey doesn't. He's too young. He doesn't know what Sims is. Sims was a simulated world where people lived on, this was back when you had dial-up internet on, and you could have, it was like a disc that was just Sims. People would spend 10 hours a day on those things. And I think we've kind of seen the early stages of this through, remember Age of Empires? Do you remember that? Was that ahead of your time? Does that still exist, Age of Empires? No. But there was another one online that was before, it was before World of Warcraft. There was one before World of Warcraft. It was an online one. I'll think of it. Anyway, the point is, and I'm telling you, RuneScape. Thank you, Mr. Gordon. That's exactly right. Thank you. And where people would spend 10 hours in this alternate universe, imagine that times a million when you have a goggle on your face and it's a realistic world. You can go anywhere. You can be anybody. Real existence, everybody, is about to be put into question in a way that we've never seen before. It's going to happen the next 5 to 10 years. And I actually didn't plan to talk about this today, but I'm just seeing all these reports on the metaverse. It's so clear what's happening. They are going to usher in a new globalist world where a majority of people are going to sit on a bed all day long with goggles on their face. And look, they realize they can't create utopia in God's universe, so they have to create their own with goggles on their face. I'm telling you, it's going to destroy humanity as we know it. And I just wish the Republican Party was even aware of this, but they're not. They're too busy talking about corporate tax cuts. But one Republican that's been very good has been Youngkin, because he's actually talking about education and critical race theory and things that matter. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about Joe Manchin as we still, you know, enjoy our existence outside of the metaverse for now, where Joe Manchin basically torpedoed the Biden regime's legislative agenda yesterday. Joe Biden gave a press conference, and he said that we need to slow down on the spending bill process, and he completely and totally obliterated Joe Biden's Build Back Better plan. Now, Joe Manchin, what was really interesting about this press conference is he was all alone. And you don't usually see these congressional press conferences that are all alone. And for all intents and purposes, Joe Manchin has just as much legislative power, if not more legislative power, than Joe Biden. The same amount of power. He's just kind of sitting there. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to go for this. And so ABC News says Manchin deals heavy new blow to Biden's hopes for social spending climate policy bill. So Joe Manchin completely undercut the Democrat legislative agenda. He's basically acting like the majority leader and the head of the entire Congress. Joe Manchin says that House Democrats should stop playing games with the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package and told progressive lawmakers in the lower chamber to, quote, hold the bill hostage, won't earn his support for the $1.75 trillion social spending package. He continues by saying that House progressives have repeatedly withheld support for the Bipartisan Infrastructure Bill, or BIF, and he says, quote, the political games have to stop. Twice now, the House has balked at the opportunity to send the BIF to the president. Manchin said, holding this bill hostage is not going to work in getting my support for the reconciliation bill. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is falling asleep at the urgent climate meeting. Everybody, climate change is such a massive issue that Joe Biden fell asleep in a briefing for it. Do you think Winston Churchill fell asleep in briefings when the Nazis were planning an invasion of Britain? No, it's the same sort of threat we're told. Give me a break. It's such an urgent threat that Joe Biden falls asleep and needs to be woken up by his aides. Meanwhile, Cori Bush, who's from the House, says Manchin's refusal to support Biden's Build Back Better bill is anti-black, anti-woman. Right. Joe Manchin has torpedoed the Democrat legislative agenda, and tonight it's going to send, I believe, a big message to the Democrat ruling class. Whatever happens, Virginia, even a close race will get their attention. But I think Youngkin might squeeze this one out. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. You can email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, you could do so at tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. Get engaged and get involved at tpusa.com/AMFEST to come to America Fest. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.